the road to becoming a developed nation, an economic strategy for India. India has a lot of potential, but also numerous structural problems. As the most populous nation with a vast number of young people, India can potentially experience fast growth over the next couple of decades. However, this won't be easy, since the same dynamics can become a burden if the country cannot create enough good jobs, modernize the economy, improve infrastructure, accelerate urbanization, fix trade deficits, solve environmental problems, navigate geopolitical landmines, and avoid a religious civil war. On the 75th anniversary of India's independence, Prime Minister Modi said that India must become a developed nation within 25 years. This means India's current GDP per capita of $2,300 needs to grow 6 times in real terms. It's feasible, but requires meticulous planning and flawless execution. The path to success. Here is the theoretical path for India to succeed. Hundreds of millions of young people move from villages to cities and increase the urbanization rate from 35% to 65%. These young people get productive urban jobs in manufacturing and services. The young people buy homes, cars, appliances, etc. Their consumption drives India's GDP. India becomes a manufacturing powerhouse, exports a lot, and boosts its foreign exchange reserves. What will prevent this growth model? Okay, that sounds good, and it's nothing new. This is the proven model used by Japan after World War II, as well as South Korea, Singapore, Taiwan, and China starting in the 1990s. As for China, it will officially become a developed or a high-income nation this year in 2022 with a GDP per capita of $13,000. Although China and India were at the same boat 40 years ago, China has surpassed India in incredible ways. Thus, it's good for India to study all the successful Asian countries and learn from them. However, India faces monumental challenges in implementing similar growth. Here's why. Number one, inability to attract foreign direct investments, or FDI. The number one requirement for fast growth is to attract foreign capital and foreign technology. For example, get Apple, Samsung, Tesla, Intel, etc. to invest billions of dollars in establishing manufacturing plants and R&D centers in India. This is the proven model used by Asian tigers. However, India is failing miserably in this crucial step. India's share of the global FDI is only 3%. China's FDI is 7 times India's, $320 billion versus $45 billion. Even tiny Singapore got $100 billion of FDI last year. Looking at FDI per capita, numerous developing countries in Asia, Thailand, Philippines, Indonesia, and Vietnam perform far better than India. For example, the FDI per capita for Vietnam and Thailand are almost 4 times as that of India. So why is India so far behind? For starters, it's bad infrastructure. Let's take a look at the infrastructure problems. All the other countries we discussed were efficient in improving their infrastructure. India has been terrible in addressing this so far. Consider electricity, the foundational requirement for manufacturing or services, and any modern society. Compare the growth in electricity production in India versus China over the last 30 years. Now, China produces more than 5 times as much electricity as India, pretty much the same as the GDP ratio. Even in large Indian cities, there's power outage multiple times every day. And it's totally random. When you're going to lose power and when you will get it back, etc., are completely unpredictable. How can manufacturing thrive in a situation like this? Look at other two critical materials needed for infrastructure, cement and steel. For both, China's production is more than 8 times India's. Next, roads, railways, airports, and seaports. Indian roads are notoriously third world. Potholes everywhere, roads without lanes or traffic lights or rules, and congested traffic with extremely slow speed. Fixing the roads alone will increase India's GDP by a few percentage points every year. Similarly, India needs fast and efficient railways, airports, and seaports to increase GDP, manufacturing, and exports. This will take trillions of dollars of investments. I'm not sure if the country can or will do it, especially within a decade. China built 30,000 kilometers of high-speed rail in the last 10 years. India will have 1,000 excuses why it cannot do it. 7 out of the top 10 busiest seaports in the world are in China. In terms of container traffic, China equals 14 times India. Can India build and expand seaports that will help its trade? Next, speed and scale. Too many things work very slow in India. People have no sense of urgency due to laziness, corruption, or culture. In Bangalore, the Silicon Valley of India, it took 11 years to build 56 kilometers of metro or subway. During that same time, China built mind-boggling 7,000 kilometers of subway systems. Now, Beijing and Shanghai each have 800 kilometers of world-class metro system. And that's more than entire India. With 27 lines and 480 stations, Beijing's subway transports staggering 10 million or 1 crore people every day. And the subway trains even have 5G network with a lightning speed of 500 megabits per second. Next, modernization. One thing India needs to modernize is its manufacturing. China is the global leader not because of cheap labor. Chinese wages are 4 times to 10 times higher than in India. China leverages automation and the fourth industrial revolution. Chinese firms buy more than 40% of all industrial robots in the world. And that's 50 times more than India. How do all these factors combined help China? Its manufacturing value added is staggering 10 times larger than India's. India also needs to modernize its agriculture, where the productivity is abysmal. In the staple food of rice, India's yield per hectare is half that of Japan, Vietnam, and China. Overall, China produces almost 4 times as much food as India. The agricultural output in terms of value, $1.5 trillion in China versus $400 billion in India. This is even more astonishing given that China has less arable land than India and far fewer farmers. India needs to use better seeds and fertilizer, deploy greenhouses and other best practices, and consolidate and create larger farms that can employ tractors, drones, and modern technologies. Next, housing accommodation for migrants. China's urban population increased by a stunning 700 million in 30 years. and China was able to accommodate them by building ungodly amount of apartment buildings, thousands of miles of new subway systems, and hundreds of other things needed to grow cities. India's growth depends on urbanization, which in turn depends on the ability to digest massive internal migration. However, in India, streets are often filled with garbage, stray dogs, and all kinds of poop. Even nice apartments don't have proper sewage system. And 75% of the tap water in India is undrinkable. Next, technology and IP. Although there are plenty of smart people in India, the country lacks the technology and IP to make most products. Go to any store like Croma or Reliance Digital. Most products there are foreign, like Samsung, LG, Xiaomi, etc. India's GDP cannot grow with consumption if Indians consume only foreign goods. Every time you buy a foreign good, you lose foreign exchange reserves, since Japan, China, South Korea, etc. are not going to accept Indian rupees. Those countries got rich by importing raw materials and then exporting finished goods. Think Toyota cars, Samsung appliances, Huawei telecom, and so on. India desperately needs a manufacturing and exports strategy. This may involve buying IP and/or creating joint ventures. In the Nature Index 2022 that looks at research institutes in Asia, 9 out of the top 10 were from China, and 65 out of the top 100 were also Chinese. India just had 4 institutions among the top 100, IISc at number 63, HBNI at number 75, CSIR at 91, and IIT Bombay at 98. Thus, it goes without saying that India needs to vastly increase spending on R&D. Right now, China spends about $440 billion a year on R&D, while India's spending is an insignificant $20 billion. Next, focus on quality work. Shoddy quality work is an epidemic in India. In every type of work, people do crappy work and don't care about quality or customer satisfaction. This may work in India, where customers have just resigned themselves to accept mediocrity. However, if India wants to become a global leader and exports its products and services, it should focus on quality and constant improvement, like Japan and Germany do. Next, trade deficit and weak currency. India constantly runs trade deficit. And this is an unsustainable path. Look at what's happening in Sri Lanka. That'll be the eventual situation for India too. Only Americans can run on perpetual trade deficit because the dollar is the world reserve currency and the US can just keep printing dollars. So far, India has managed to survive by allowing foreign companies to invest in India and buy and dominate all the important sectors like Amazon in e-commerce and Google Pay in fintech. However, this is a terrible model for two reasons. One, India loses sovereignty. And number two, India will soon run out of things to sell to foreigners. This model is also why the Indian rupee has lost half of its value since 2008. Obviously, the solution is to switch to a trade surplus model. Next, avoid divisive social issues. India's obsession with religion and caste will drag down the economy. For example, Muslims and Dalits, or the untouchables, comprise 1/3 of the population. They must be made to feel part of the country with inclusive and fair policies and attitudes. The country should disavow faux patriotism and hateful religious fundamentalism. Live and let live. Next, improve India 360 degrees. India needs to improve in all areas. You cannot become a global power without complete development in all areas. Make the country beautiful and inviting. Raise the standards in all areas: environment, infrastructure, health, education, jobs, economy, tourism, and so on. Indians need to acknowledge the problems and set concrete goals rather than exaggerating our accomplishments and patting ourselves on the back. While India is far behind China, the failure to grow fast is obvious looking at other developing countries in Asia. Compare India's GDP per capita to other developing Asian countries like Thailand, Indonesia, Vietnam, Philippines, and even Bangladesh. Thailand's GDP per capita is almost 3 times India. As for Indonesia, it's twice as big as India. Vietnam is 1.5 times larger than India, and so on. Consider that India ranks 101 out of 116 countries in the Global Hunger Index. And India ranks at the very bottom, 180 out of 180, in the Environment Performance Index. As for water, 70% of tap water in India is contaminated. And India ranks 120 out of 122 in Water Quality Index. And in the world's most polluted cities list, 6 out of top 10, as well as 63 out of top 100 are Indian cities. This is embarrassing. Next, accountability for politicians. We need to make local politicians accountable. Every city should have a website or a mobile app and links to contact politicians and bureaucrats who are in charge of that area. People should be able to file complaints that are visible to everyone else. Every town and service should be rated by its own people. Next, smart geopolitics. India should learn from China how to work with adversaries. While the CCP is now saber-rattling a lot, it encouraged huge investments and technology transfer from Japan and Taiwan for many decades. The Chinese government lured many top Japanese and Taiwanese scientists and engineers to develop entire industries like semiconductors in China. Similarly, Indians should encourage and demand Chinese firms to open up joint venture projects in India. And India can use China to build high-speed rail and other projects. Postpone the geopolitical struggles and border wars for a couple of decades. Conclusion. It's once in a lifetime chance for India. If we don't get our act together in the next 20 years, the chance for rejuvenation will be gone forever. All the demographic dividend will be gone by 2040, and India will be stuck in the middle-income trap forever. Can India step up? The end.